Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, your auto owners, no problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Authorities have arrested one of two women wanted in connection with a large-scale animal cruelty investigation in Flint Township. Investigators had been searching for Kim and Brenda Shires after officers rescued more than 60 dogs and discovered nearly 30 dead animals inside a home last month. The investigation continued into the weeks following the discovery and as detectives worked to locate the two suspects. On Thursday, March 12th, Flint Township detectives asked the Grand Rapids Police Department to check an address linked to Brenda Shires. Officers located her within about an hour and took her into custody. She was later turned over to Flint Township detectives and booked into the Genesee County Jail. Shires appeared in court March 13th, where she was arraigned on felony charges and given a $150,000 bond. Meanwhile, authorities say the search is ongoing for Kim Shires, who investigators believe may have left Michigan for Tennessee in an effort to avoid prosecution. Anyone with information about her whereabouts is asked to contact Crime Stoppers of Flint and Genesee County or reach out to Detective Lopez at 810-600-3250. Again, 810-600-3250. Officials say the investigation remains active as they continue pursuing charges in the case involving dozens of rescued and deceased animals. And a 62-year-old man is facing multiple criminal charges in connection with the fatal shooting of a man at a residence in southern Tuscola County early Thursday morning, being March 12th. David Lezak, 62, was arraigned Friday on 11 criminal charges in the alleged shooting and killing of a man at a residence in Watertown Township near the border of Tuscola and Lapeer counties. The most serious charge filed against Legzek is discharging a firearm in or at a building, causing a death. If found guilty, the maximum penalty could be life sentence. The case started when sheriff deputies responded to the report of a shooting at the 9700 block of Willits Road. When they arrived on the scene, they found Stanley Schmidt, 65, deceased from a gunshot wound, and Lezak there. Lezak was arrested and taken into custody to be housed at the jail. Because the shooting incident is still under investigation, there is a possibility that more charges could be filed against Lezak. When we come back after this McVeigh Insurance sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Sean McVeigh. We have been insuring thumb area contractors for three generations. I can customize a plan specifically for your operation. We can save you money. For a no-obligation quote, contact McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe at 989-269-9977.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Get the personal hometown service you deserve. Hi, this is Chrissy Holdick from the McVeigh Insurance Agency. We are here to work for you, and we look out for your best interest. We can review your policy to be sure you're getting the coverage you need. Contact the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe at 989-269-9977.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, a traffic crash about 3:45 p.m. Thursday, March 12th, in Richfield Township claimed the life of an 8-month-old infant and injured others. A Jeep driven by a 29-year-old Richfield Township woman was traveling southbound on North State Road and was turning eastbound onto Clark Road in Richfield Township. There were three children ages 2, 4, and 8 months old in the vehicle. Those in the Jeep received severe injuries and were transported by ambulance to Hurley Medical Center in Flint. The Jeep was struck by a Chevy truck that was driven by a 49-year-old Taylor man who was southbound behind the Jeep. The utility truck was unable to stop and struck the Jeep from behind. The driver of the utility truck was treated and released on scene. The crash is still under investigation. And law enforcement officers from Davidson Police Department, Genesee County Sheriff, the Davidson Township Police Department Paramedic Division, Michigan State Police, and the MSP Commercial Motor Vehicle Division assisted the Davidson-Richfield Area Fire Department. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, your auto owner's no problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe.